B-Pod Studios.
Joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline. He's up there covering the game. He's getting all the details, the game day vibe, and he's going to bring it to us right now from NBC Sports Philadelphia. You see him on Quick Slants, pre- and post-game live and everything else. Derek Gunn joins us. D-Gunn, how is Wisconsin?
Well, luckily it's late September, not November, so it's still pretty nice up here, like in the mid-60s. You know, once you get to mid-October, you guys know what the weather is capable of being up here, but it's a nice fall day in the great state of Wisconsin.
Will you go home tomorrow? Will you see the fam at all?
No, I have to get out. And, of course, I've had family calling me. I'm from 2 hours south of here in Milwaukee. Yeah. And I've got people calling me, you know, why aren't you coming down? A lot of times they don't get it. Look, I'm like a mercenary. You know, we get in here, we get out, and we get back.
So
I'll make it up to them in the near future.
Yeah. All right, let's get business, man. Here's the deal. This is a coaching game tonight. Now, I want to see your thoughts. I got the tape for the Packers. I watched the three games. They have the two weaknesses on defense. Their front is smallest. They're quick. And Pettin is a terrific blitzer. His pressure schemes are really good. You got to stay out of third and longs. The other thing with the Packers offense, the interior part of that line is that's their weak spot. So they're still not on the same page offensively with LaFleur's new system. So on both sides of the ball, the front is going to be the key. On offense, D-Gunn, they need to run the football.
Oh, there's no question about it. Green Bay's giving up 131 yards a game on the ground rushing. You want to keep that guy number 12 off the field, control the clock. Best way to control the clock is hit them in the mouth where they're the weakest, which is the run game. Why did you bring Jordan Howard in here? Right now, Jordan Howard is averaging 8 yards a carry. If he stays on that pace, he's going to have less than 130 carries in a season for a guy who's averaged over 250 a season. So you've got to use him, utilize him, you know, and then bring in a Sproles for a change of pace. But no matter how we sit and analyze it, you know, Anthony, we know that's not how it's going to play out. We know Doug is going to do something we're not expecting. You know, and hopefully it works out for them because I know a lot of people are looking at this like a desperate game situation because you only have 16 chances to do this. I understand it, but you got to hit the ground on all cylinders. The one thing this Packer team has been doing is coming out of the gate offensively, and they're smooth, and all of a sudden they taper off by the second half, and they rely on their defense to bail them out. The Eagles can't let this team that's still learning LaFleur's offense get up on them by double digits early because now you're playing right into their hands.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
The only thing is we talk about the importance of the game is partly has to do with the schedule coming up that after the Jets, you got at Minnesota, at Dallas, at Buffalo. So
serious team.
You know, you can't, and losing this game would be a really tough blow because it's three straight conference losses.
No question. And people down the road, don't overlook this Buffalo team. McDermott's got their defense playing ball out right now. You know, and their running game is legit. So, you know, people, and I was probably one of them throughout the course of the spring and summer. When I looked at this Buffalo Eagles matchup, I chalked it up as an Eagles win. But as I've watched a little bit of Buffalo play, I'm like, wow, this team can flat out play.
Yeah, they're good.
You know, so, you know, there's no gimmies, you know, in this game, as you guys know. But I will say this, you know, next week against the Jets, I think we could field a team and probably give the Jets a good game the way they're going right now. But, you know, still, you know, any given Sunday, anything can happen.
Yeah. Hey, Derek Gunn from NBC Sports Philly joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. D-Gunn, I want to ask you about two guys in particular, one offense, one defense, and in regards to their health. What is the health status of Fletcher Cox? Because he needs to be a big part of this game and really show well for the Eagles. And will Alshon Jeffrey, getting back on the field, be limited in any capacity for the Eagles tonight?
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Gatto and Martinez Middays.
You know, Fletcher will stand there in front of his locker and tell us he's fine, he's good to go, but I don't think he's 100%. You know, I said that last week. And I understand he gets double-teamed, but, you know, other D-tackles get double-teamed as well. But you're one of the – you're arguably one of the best – no, correction. You are one of the best players at your position in the game. You're paid like it. You have to play like it. You know, and I don't like making comparisons to an Aaron Donald because they're different types of players. But Aaron Donald, you watch that guy, they isolate him all the time. You double-team him, you triple-team him, he still finds a way to be disruptive. Fletcher Cox has to be that disruptive force. Now, it hurts that he's lost two guys next to him that could really help him out. But you still have to find a way to be a disruptive factor in games every week you step on the football field. If they deem you healthy enough to play, then you've got to be healthy enough to go out there and make some significant contributions. That's for Alshon. He can't wait to get out there, you know. And I think putting Alshon back out there is going to be a huge help for Carson Wentz in terms of distributing the football. And hopefully Alshon can show these guys how you secure football once you get your hands on it.
Yeah, man.
Slightly important.
Let me ask you about the running back, all right? Because he didn't want to talk about fumbles. So he had the gall to tell the media, I'm only talking Green Bay. My man has to understand where he is. This is the NFL. All right? And these backs are a little worrisome to me. Because you got the fumble man, and then you got Jordan Howard, who apparently is blind. Because I was watching the tape, he's missing holes, big holes.
I agree, and Miles Sanders has also missed some holes as well. I understand. See, Miles Sanders is not used to being in this position. When he was at Penn State, he could walk on water. And even when he made a mistake, he would bounce back and make these tremendous plays so nobody criticized him at Penn State. But he has to understand, number one, now you're getting paid to play, and what you do and don't do is magnified even more so now. And you're in a city that is, you know, thoroughly schooled in the art of football, and they don't miss anything, and they're going to call you on it. They're going to praise you when you do well, and they're going to call you on it when you don't. He's going to have to develop thick skin. But from a coaching standpoint, if I know anything about Deuce Staley, he's been telling this kid time and time again, you have got to clear your head. You have got to let the pass go. You have got to get back on this horse and focus because we have another important game coming up. So I understand why he said he doesn't want to talk about what happened against Detroit. He wants to look forward to Green Bay. I get that. But you're right. And right now, they're missing some holes on this running play. And I don't know if it's because they're still trying to get comfortable with the blocking scheme and where the hole is supposed to be and having the patience to allow a lineman in front of them another fraction of a second or a second to develop that hole in front of them. But hopefully it gets a lot better a lot sooner, because if you make any team one-dimensional, you allow a defense to tee off on you, and the results are more negative than positive 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Derek Gunn joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. If the Eagles lose tonight, it'll be Unhappy Valley here tomorrow in regards to Miles Sanders. He's going to have to be good tonight. But, D-Gunn, one of the things in this game, you know, you're facing Aaron Rodgers, great quarterback. We know that Wentz is stepping up and being a leader on this team, kept his receivers out the other day after practice. But when you look at this shortened week, how much work did they get in the couple of days before they flew out yesterday?
Well, because they were so banged, they've been so banged up. Mostly it's been walkthroughs. But, you know, according to Doug Peterson, you can get a lot done in walkthroughs. It's a practice/walkthrough. Obviously, you can't push the guys too much because you look at the situation they're in right now in terms of health. So it is limited, but, you know, it's limited on both sides. The only advantage is one team has to go on the road. The other team has this game at home. So, you know, it's not like outside of Whiteside. It's not like he's playing with a group of rookies who don't know the mistakes they've made. You just have to do the basic fundamentals. Football comes down to basic fundamentals. You run, you block, you tackle, you catch. It's that simple. Some teams do it better than others. The Eagles have the capability of doing it as well as anybody in the National Football League. All right, you've had a couple of bad games sticking in your taste buds right now. Now it's time to rectify. You've looked at the film. The coaches have yelled at you. You've gone out. You've caught a few extra passes from your quarterback and off the judge machine. All right, now it's time to implement what you do. There's no more excuses. You can't have any excuses right now. Because of the dire strait you're in right now, there can be no more excuses.
That's it, brother.
Yeah.
Well said. Well said.
D-Gun, enjoy the game tonight, and we'll be watching you on pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Philly, and we'll see how it plays out tonight. It's a big game. You want to avoid going 1-3.
You know, it's funny. You know, the Doug Peterson hasn't lost on the Thursday night. Green Bay's undefeated at home on the Thursday night. Somebody's record is going to be tainted after this game, and I hope everybody joins us on Eagles pregame live. It's from 7 to 8:15 tonight on NBC Sports Philadelphia on the Plus channel tonight. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see this game tonight.
No question. Hey, Derek, thanks for doing this. Talk to you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.